with the Ram Hilchos Beis HaBechira, Perek Vav, Halacha Tes Vav. Velomani Aimer Bemikdash Yerushalayim Kedusha Rishayna Kitchela Asid Lavai Ubekedusha Shoyer Tisrael the Indian Shvias Umasrus Kayetsi Behen Lo Kitchela Asid Lavo. Why do I claim that the Kedusha of Beis HaMikdash and Yerushalayim is Kedusha Rishona Kitcha La Asid Lavo? It is not Vatel. And when it comes to the rest of Eretz Yisrael, we say that Kedusha Rishona Kitcha L'Shaita V'Loi L'Osel Lovai L'Fisha Kedushas HaMikdash V'Yerushalayim V'Bnei HaShchina U'Shchina Eina B'Teila. Because when it comes to the Kedusha Beis HaMikdash, what gives Kedusha to Beis HaMikdash? Hashra U'Shchina U'Shchina Eina B'Teila Ha'marehu Oimer. And the Pasuk that the Techa says the Kadosh Baruch Hu will destroy our Mikdash. Well, Chachamim, it should say Vashim Vaisi es Yerushalayim, Hashim Vaisi es Sahar, Hashim Vaisi, I will destroy your Mikdashechem. Chazal understand that to mean that it remains a Mikdash even when it's Bechurban. Vashim Vaisi, and we will look at the Mikdash and we will see it Bechurbanah.
Loikidsha bekibush ela bechazaka. The Rambam says that kedusha shnei kidsha b'shlishaita ula osel lovay. However, the Rambam says in Hilchos Trumas, as he refers to, that there's another reason why nowadays Trumas and Maaseres and Shemitas min Rabbanan, because it's not kol yosh ve'ola, because we need to be living in Eretz Yisrael according to the way that the Eretz Yisrael is divided by Shvatim in order to have full Chiva Mitzvahs. However, coming back to the main point of this Rambam, the Rambam says that we learn the din that Hashim Moisis Mikdashechem teaches us that the Kedusha of Yerushalayim will always be there. Kedusha of Mikdash will always be there. Alimut, the Rambam explains, because the Kedusha is based on Shechina. Kedusha's Eretz Yisrael is based on Klal Yisrael's hold over Eretz Yisrael. We are the Mekadosh of Eretz Yisrael. So when we're Mekadosh it b'kibush, we lose it when we lost the kibush. When we're Mekadosh it b'chazaka, so we maintain it because that chazaka is not unraveled. The Kedusha is further enhanced when Klal Yisrael lives there the way Klal Yisrael is destined to live there by Shvatim. But we are the Mekadosh of Eretz Yisrael, based on Mikdash. Kadosh Baruch Hu was the Mekadosh. So therefore, since Shechina and Betela, Kadosh Baruch Hu, whatever the presence of a Kadosh Baruch Hu in Beis HaMikdash is eternal, so the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash will always be there. The Rambam and Hilchas Beis HaMechira Perek later. Afal pi shamikdash hayoyim chorev baba neseinu, chayim odom bin mayroi. Even though the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, nevertheless, the din of Moira Mikdash is still in place. Lo yikoneis elo lamokim shemutu liyikoneis l'sham. Person should not go into an area where he's not supposed to go into. But lo yeshev b'azara, and he's not allowed to sit in the azara. V'lo yekel roishoy keneged sharam mizrach, and he should not joke around again when he's in a place that is has the kedushas mikdash. Shenemar eshapsoi site shmaru mikdashi tiro mashmira shabbos loilam af mira mikdash loilam shafal pisha chorev bikdushase oimed. The Rambam explains what is the basis for saying that there's a mitzvah of Moira Mikdash. And a Yom Hazem, because there's a drosha that Moira Mikdash is in the same pasuk as Shmira Shabbos. So just like Shmira Shabbos is uninterrupted, there's no time or place where we're free from Shmira Shabbos, so there's no time we'll be free of Moira Mikdash. What's the kash that you have to raise when you see these two Rambams? Who's that?
Different.
Why different sources? The Rambam in why didn't the Rambam say in Perek Zayin Aval Bisha Mikdash Chayvei Aniseinu, you still have to have Mara Mikdash because the Shechina is there, because it's Kodesh. La'olam Aval Bisha Chayv Bikdu Shasa Yomei. It's not Bikdu. So why didn't the Gemara say, why didn't the Rambam say in Perek Vav? Because we have Hekesh from Shabbos. Vashimvois is Mikdash Shechem. So, even though Chazal say Mikdash Shechem means it's eternal, so is that Mukhrach? I will destroy the place that was your Mikdash, and it no longer becomes your Mikdash. But Chazal Darshan Mikdash Shechem means it will always be Mikdash Shechem. So why does the Rambam in Perek Vav, in Ilchus Beis Mechirin, discusses the eternity of the Moira Mikdash, Kodashim Moisi, and the Rambam, when he discusses Moira Mikdash and Perek Zayin, quotes Hekesh to Shabbos. The Gemara is both. But Lachar and the Gemara, it seems like it's a machloikis in the Gemara. So the Rambam quotes both. No, so what's the only way out of this Rambam? So that is the approach that we don't usually take.
Two aspects of the same thing?
Right, that's the approach we usually take. All right, that's just an important nakuna to Derech Limer now. So are you saying is that, so when you have a contradictory Gemara, so usually the Gemara responds by saying, well, one Gemara is talking about a certain situation, and the other Gemara is talking about a different situation. Okay. And that's the way that in the Rambam, unless the Rambam specifies that, it's very hard to say. And I've always thought that is why Reb Chaim and Halacha Brisk focus so much on the Rambam, because since the Rambam is writing a standalone sefer. So the Rambam has to explain himself if Hilchos Beis Mechira Perek Vav was discussing one application and Zion was a different application. Right? In other words, what Arya is saying is the Mahalach Biafnik in the Gemara. And what Arya is saying is very often how we should and resolve things. It's correct. It's totally accurate. But what Reb Chaim would point out, what the Rav points out is that if the Rambam would be saying in Perek Vav that he needs this particular limud for a particular application, so then l'chor the Rambam have to spell that out. He doesn't do that. Rambam in Perek Vav is very, very categorical. Is that the correct use? Hal v'lama ni'aymer v'mikdash v'shalim shekedusham. The Shekdushas Mikdash Vibnei Ashchina Eina B'Teila Avavi Sheshem Mikdushas and Heim Oimdim. So it's very global. Kedusha is always there. So now it would follow that in Perek Zayin when the Rambam wants to apply it to Meirim Mikdash, he would say, the Kedusha is always there. He says, Aval Pisha Chorev, Bikdusha Sayyamid. Right? So the Rambam, he said, Kedusha Sayyamid, he explained to us, because Shechinah and Betela. So the Rambam seems to be addressing the exact same Nakuda of the eternity of Kedusha based on Mikdash in two different ways. So Lechara, the Mahalach of Brisk would say, the Rambam pointed out, so it must be that there are two different aspects of Kedushas Beis HaMikdash. What were the two different aspects? So that'd be hard to say at this point because the Rambam says Af Marva Mikdash La'olam The Rambam seems to connect the dots that Meirim Mikdash applies to Kedusha. Right, but in Perek Vav he does explain what would it apply to, but it wouldn't apply to Meirim Mikdash. And here he compares it to the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. And then here, Afalpisha Mikdash. So let's look at it in context. Mitzvah asay liroa mina mikdash, shenemro mikdashi tiro. Ve'ezu yir osoy le'ikones, you can't go into Harabayas. Kol ha'nichnos la'arabayas, derech him in. Kol hishlam avoidim nestalek, has to leave in a certain way. Lo yekel odem misrishu k'neged shar mizrachi shal azara. Kol ha'nichnos la'azara, he has to walk in a certain way. Ve'yira atzmoy, shu oymid lifnei Hashem. Shenemar, vayu einai believe vaysham, umahalech be'ema ubiyira uraada, va'asa l'kol adam leishev b'chol azara. Afal pi shamikdash ayem chayv v'nesenu, chayvanim b'mayroi. Look, where's Ariel?
It's a little bit nuanced, but you could say that the distinction is that in Parak Zion, the Rambam's talking about how you have to be incredibly fearful in Mora because the Kedusha is still there, of Hashem is still there in full force, so therefore it's driven by Yira. But in Parak Vav, it says the Kedusha, that the Shekhinah is Eino Batla. So it's not there in full force, you just have a certain amount of Kavod to the fact that there used to be Kedusha there. So it's a distinction between Mora and Kavod.
But the question still stands: whatever kedusha there does that persists there is being mechayiv moira. So the question is: so the Rambam says the kedusha in Perek Vav is mitam hashras shchina sheina betela, and in Perek Zion, he's saying that it's a din because Kedushas based on Mikdash is in the same post as Kedusha Shabbos. He doesn't say it's because Mashmir Shabbos Lo'olam, Afmer Mikdash Lo'olam.
Right. So there's definitely, both are talking about different aspects, Mora, but you could say it's different extents of Mora, and that's why perhaps that Parag Zion is, as Shabsos said to Shmoru, comparing it to Shabbos, which is a large extent of Kedusha, and therefore you would require a large extent of
but he'd have to spell that out. He'd have to mention that.
Perhaps you could say spells it out with two different sources.
But why would I need both sources?
to show that the Rambam is talking about two different types of moments.
How would that get expressed?
So I'm saying between the different descriptions of the Shechina being there versus Eino Batla. That was the distinction.
So that would be the ever presence of the Shechina. And what does Perek Zion add?
Perek Zion would be the ever presence of the Shechina, meaning it's still there in full force, versus Perek Vav would be Eino Batla, it's just not God.
But so then you'd end up having, you'd be saying that the Mara Mikdash, you'd be end up saying the Mara Mikdash is a result of the Shekhinah being in full force, but Ein Betela doesn't do anything for us. Ein Betela is then becomes insignificant.
Right. So Ein Betela is a different type of Mara due to a less extended.
Yeah, but then Bechlal B'Sayim Mana. So once you've gotten Perek Zayin, you don't need Perek Vav. Perglom is Nechlau.
Yeah, different
love. Abraham?
I forget who says this, but I think there's an Acher, it might be the Rav, who says that the Rav, a lot of times when he's talking about the Mikdash, the first Ali Yerushalayim, which he explicitly says in Tezayin. So it could be that in Bab Tezayin, he's talking about Kedushas based on Mikdash and Kedushas Yerushalayim as a whole, and then when he gets to Perek Zayin, he's just talking about the Kedushas Mikdash specifically. I don't know why that would lead to different circumstances.
When you say, what do you mean Mikdash specifically?
Like, literally just the base of Mikdash Harmonia, that's it. Versus the whole, meaning, V'laman Yomer Mikdash Yerushalayim, right? Kedush Yerushalayim Kedushalas Obama. Versus in Zion, he has Abba Bishav Mikdash Hayom, and he's specifically talking about the Mikdash, he doesn't talk about Yerushalayim, the Mikdash, the Kedush of Yerushalayim.
Again, I don't know why that would lead to different circum, but it could be that that's one difference. So the Rambam raised the question whether the Kedusha of that we're referring to right now, the Kedushas HaMikdash, right? Is that generated by the building, or generated by the place of Har HaBayis, along the lines of the direction of Rome was going? Is the Kedushas HaMikdash, Lamashal, we could ask based on the Akedah, that it sounds like from the Akedah that Kadosh Baruch Hu set aside Har Maria, right? Bahar is the pasuk. So Yomer Hayom Bahar Hashem Yiroa. But B'shas Akedah, there was no base. There was no bayis. There was no base in Mikdash. There's only the place itself. So is the kedusha of Mokayim HaMikdash set aside because the Kadosh Baruch Hu chose that place? But the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael is introduced by Klal Yisrael. The Kedusha of Mokim and Mikdash is introduced by the Ribbono Shel Olam, Shechina. Is the Kedusha of Beis HaMikdash introduced to the building of the Beis HaMikdash, or is it introduced to the space of Har HaMoriah? So the Rav said, if I only had Perek Vav, so then I would understand that the Kedusha of Beis HaMikdash was introduced to the building of the Beis HaMikdash itself. V'lom aniyar v'mikdash v'shalim Kedusha v'shoyin l'kishlas alos alavai, because afalpi sheshoyim v'in v'kdusha soin hein aimdeh. Even though the building is destroyed, but the ruins are Bikdusha. Aval Pisha Shem Bikdushos and Enamdim. Mashena Kain, Aval Pisha Mikdash Hayim Chorei Bamineseinu, Chayim Odom Bimayroi, Kim Moshe Hayenoi, Babiminyanoi, leikones ela lemakim shemutul leikones l'sham. I can only go into a space that I was mutter for me to go in. Leisha v'azara. The azara is not b'churbana. The azara is a space that was once defined by being close to Beis HaMikdash. And now, it can't be defined that way. It can be defined as it was once. Le'okel rosh keneged shara mizra. So the Rav said that in Perek Zion, the Rambam is explaining to us that the Kedusha Beis HaMikdash is not dependent on the building of in of itself. That is what we would have concluded from Perek Vav. But in Perek Zion, he's explaining to us that it's the space of Hara Maria that a Kedush Baruch Hu was Mekadosh. Kedush Baruch Hu was Mekadosh at B'Shchinosai. In Perek Vav, the Rambam explains to us how the Kedusha was Chal. But in Perek Zion, the Rambam explains to us the Kedusha was not Chal in the building. And now, it's still, the ruins are still B'Kedushosai. The Kedusha was Chal on the on the space of Haramir, it became a Kedusha Samokim, not a Kedusha Bibinyana, not a Kedusha of building, so to speak. The Rav once pointed out that he thinks, this is or in a fleeting comment, that this would resolve the question of Lecha Mishnah. Lecha Mishnah asks that in Hilchas Melachim, the mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaMikdash is derived from the pasuk l'shich na'isid v'shu uvos ha'shama, and yet the Rambam writes in Hilchos Beis HaBechira that the mitzvah of building a Beis HaMikdash is v'asuli mikdash v'shachanti b'socham. Wrong. Very. Mitzvah say la'asos b'ayis la'ashem mukhal nizmekim min ha'karbonais she'ne'mar v'osuli mikdash. And yet Rambam and Hilchis Melachim she'ne'mar l'shich ne'isidu she'ubos ha'sham. Lechem Mishnah says one is Mishkan Shiloh and one is the Mishkan Ha'midbar. It's a very difficult answer. The Rambam is deriving from that pasuk the mitzvah of Bais Leilamim. The Rambam in both places discussing the Beis HaMikdash Hashlishi Halacha L'maisa. So the Rav once suggested that it could be that there are two parts to the mitzvah of Beis of Binyan Bayis. One is Binyan Bayis on the in Yerushalayim. One is establishing Yerushalayim as a place of Binyan Bayis. One is preparing the mountain itself. L'maisa, L'osad Lovay. L'osad Lovay, when we build the third Beis HaMikdash, so the first thing we're going to have to do is clear out the entire western side of Har Abayis, right? In fact, when we say in Zmiris, Tein Bamid Bor Har, what are we asking? Tein Bamid Bor Har. So the Paitan understood that it's really a medrash, that the first part of Binyan Bayis is going to be to make sure that there's a Har there. So until the medrash says, you have to make sure the Har is there. So until the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash, it's hard to know what in Chazal mean. We know what it means. Because we know that whereas the Har of Bayis is clearly noticed on the east side, and it's noticed on the south side, but on the west side, there's no mountain. On the west side, you go downhill from Shar Yafa. Right? Because now we know it's been filled in so many times over the years. So the first job of Melech HaMashiach is going to be to clear, to bulldoze the what we call the Iratika. A little frightening. It might lower the land value. But I'm not sure how it's going to be done. But something has to be done. In order, I think, unless we're going to paskin that Midbar is good enough on three sides. But if the din of having Har HaBayis is in all four sides, so then the first job is going to be to do something with the Iratika. It's not so good for Eish, no? They're going to lose their property. Even Kotel. Nativ and Kotel. Okay. I'm sure they have a different shot. So,
I'll like
that. So, whatever, so maybe they have a different shot. But whatever shot they're going to have, there's going to be a din in preparing the Har HaBayis itself, right? Even if it means what's happening right now in Ir David, right? So we're preparing the, let's say there'll be a Kvei Sanhedrin, and Ravina is going to argue in favor of the three sides is good enough. You don't need the fourth side. Okay? So we'll see how it plays itself out.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. It's not the point. The point is, don't get so nervous. The point is that The point is that there's a din that there are two aspects to binyan bayis. One is bechiras hamokim. One is preparing the place, and then the other is the binyan beis hamikdash. So the Rav once suggested that once you see the two sources in beis hamikdash, You can respond to the question Lecha Mishnah, that there are two psukim l'shich naisidrishu uvasa shama. That's the first job. That doesn't refer to Beis Hamikdash. That refers to understanding that there is Shechina and Har HaBayis, and the first job of Melech HaMashiach is going to respond to our obligation to giving appropriate place to the Shechina, so to speak, the Kedushas Hamokim. Then, after we've taken care of that, then Vasuli Mikdash Shechanti B'Soicha. Then there's going to be a halacha of binyan beis hamikdash. So, in Hilchas Kovei Hamokim, the Rambam pointed out to us. The Rambam's understanding was that the Rambam pointed out to us that the Kedushas Mokim HaMikdash is not as a result of the buildings. The buildings do have a tremendous impact. For example, there are many, many mitzvahs that are only shayach bifnei abayis. Korbonos are bifnei abayis, most korbonos. Bikurim is bifnei abayis. Aliyah l'regel is bifnei abayis. So when the Melech HaMashiach comes and he figures out how he's going to prepare the Har HaBayis Tein Bamidbar Har, and Har HaBayis is going to be again rededicated. So then there'll be many, many halachas that how one prepares oneself will have to have a paraduma in order to be able, probably. Before we build the Beis HaMikdash, probably there'll be certain halachas of how we're going to be with our ourselves, or if the Beis HaMikdash is built in a Shemayim. But in order for us to access the full area of our bias, we'll have to be with our ourselves. That's a din in Mokim HaMikdash. That's not a din in Binyan Beis HaMikdash. But once we have cleared the Har HaBayis and we've set it aside for Binyan Beis HaMikdash, we still will not be a mitzvah Bikurim. There will still not be a mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. That's going to require the Binyan Bayis. The Kedushas HaMokim and the Meirim Mikdash, they're all part of Bechiras HaMokim, of the place being set aside. They're not part of the mitzvah of the mitzvahs HaTluyus B'Binyan Bayis. So the Rav explained, these are two aspects of Binyan Beis HaMikdash, but the Rav thought that the mitzvah of Meirim Mokim is part of the mitzvah of that Har HaBayis is set aside for Beis HaMikdash. It's not part of the mitzvah of Binyan Bayis. What gives kedusha to the space? If I would go into Mokim HaMikdash, what prevents me from going into Mokim HaMikdash? Not the fact that there was once a Beis HaMikdash over here, not the ruins of the Beis HaMikdash, but the fact that the Baruch Hu said from the time of Yitzchak Avinu, Pahara Keda, that this place is Mukdash. Right? So now the Rav said, but once he explained that, so then he says, but now how do we understand Yud Aleph, Yud Aleph? This goes against what we learned. But they can say, so but they midrash shachorvu, v'kdushos ha'neim oimdeis, she'nemar, v'ashim moisis mikdashayichem, aval pi shem shem ben v'kdushos ha'neim oimdeim, u'kshem she'noigim ben kovid v'yishuvun, kach noigim ben b'churbanon. So the Rav said that that would mean that if we take as the next step, that means that the Kedusha of a Beis HaKnesses, so we learn there are three, there's a three machloikas. We learned yesterday two machloikas, the Kedusha of Beis HaKnesses. According to Rambam, according to Reiv Achreinim, with notable exceptions, the Rambam holds Kedusha of Beis HaKnesses Deiraisa. B'Shulchan Inspector held otherwise, that it's a Drabonon. The Pashas in Rambam, the Kedusha of Beis HaKnesses is Din Deiraisa. We learned yesterday the quote of the Ramban is saying, no, Kedusha, Beis HaKnesses, is the Rabbanan de Kedin, that is based on the Beis HaKnesses being set aside for davening. So there's a special din that it's hukta l'mitzvosei. Okay? So the direction we're going in now is only according to Rambam. According to Ramban, this would not be an issue. According to Ramban, Kedusha, Beis HaKnesses, then the Rabbanan, the Ran says in the Ramban, Hayitochen, if that would be correct, there should not be a requirement that when we have to redo a shul, that we have to be poide the building of the shul, so to speak, and use the funds for another Beis HaKnesses. So he says that's his kash on the Ramban. But according to Rambam, it's a din deraisa kedushas hamakom. So the kedushas hamakom, the Rav says, then it would mean that if our understanding is correct, then that would mean that once we have a Beis HaKnesses, that the kedusha is not dependent on the building per se. The kedusha attaches itself to the actual space. And that's why Bote Kinesis of Bote Midrash Chorvu Bikdu Shosen Hein Oimdim. They're still their Kedusha is dependent on the Hashroish. This we pointed out yesterday, that the Gemara in Brachi says Shechina Matsoi. The Gemara says that the Shechina comes, the Shechina is not eternally found in the Beis HaKnesses, but when we daven, it comes there. And the Kiddushas Hashchina ends up being Makdish, the space of the shul, so to speak. And the Rambam would say, and that's why it's a filu b'churbanon. B'kedushos ha'nein oimdeis. Would the kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses emanate from the building itself? So then it would stand to reason that since the Shechina is not there eternally and the building's not there, that the kedusha would dissipate. And that's what the Ramban says. The kedusha is dependent on the davening. But Rambam holds that the kedusha of Beis HaKnesses is like kedusha of Beis HaMikdash. So the Rav explained, because the Rambam understood that the Kedushas Beis HaMikdash attached itself to the space in which the Beis HaMikdash Il Tahara buys itself. So since Kedushas Beis HaKnesses is learned from Kedushas Beis HaMikdash, so therefore, the Kedushas Beis HaKnesses also is a Kedushas HaMokim. not a kedusha that is dependent on the buildings itself. So the kash in the Rambam is, if that's the case, so why would it be that the that if we build, if we that if we that we can, if we if we sell a Beis HaKnesses, that the kedusha can then be removed from a certain place. Kachadin, right? Once we sell a shul, it becomes a daycare center, becomes a school. So then the we have to use the money appropriately. But the kedusha of the place does dissipate. Rambam was very careful to learn to quote Hashimoyis Mikdashechem, not to quote the pasuk that is Doma L'Shabbos. Afal pi shein shem Mikdushosan einoimdim. K'shem shenoigim in kovid bishun kach noigim behen bichurbanam. But at the same time, the Rambam writes, so you have to use the money, but the place itself does lower in its kedusha. So then the money has okay, so it's late, so we'll probably leave this as an open question that the Rav grappled with. But what we did learn is that the Rav understood that the kedushas beis haknesses, the kedushas beis hamikdash, is a kedushas mokim, kedushas harabayis, and that is what is added by learning the din of Meirah Mikdash from Shabbos. In addition, we learn from Hashimoyis Mikdashim that the kedusha is dependent on Shechina, but we learn from Shabbos that the kedusha of Harabayis is a kedusha hamokim, literally, independent of the buildings of the Beis Hamikdash. And then lechayra, if our understanding is correct, then the kedusha of a Beis HaKnesses is also a kedusha hamokim, kedusha of space in and of itself. Right, and then we'll have to leave the kash of how you can be poida a kedusha smoker. Okay, we'll dive in the mincha here. Okay.
Maybe I'm remembering wrong, but didn't the Rambam bring down all the halachos of Mora and Kalos?